John 9:24-34, the Pharisees interrogate the blind man again. In these introductions to each section of John chapter 9, I've emphasized the importance of humility in our approach to God, which I believe is one of the main lessons of this chapter. Previously, I quoted 1 John 5:5, which says, God opposes the proud, he resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We also discussed 1 Corinthians 1:18-31, that emphasizes that God chooses to work through weak, lowly, and even foolish things so that no one can boast before him. Today, I want to read the words of Jesus found in Matthew 18, verses 3 and 4. Truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like a child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. We must come to God as children, humble and teachable. As we prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today, let us come as children and have a humble and open hearts to receive from him. Let's pray. Father, I confess that sometimes my heart becomes proud in thinking that I know and understand, but all wisdom comes from you. We have no wisdom or true insight apart from you. We want to come to you as children and humbly admit our absolute need for you. Speak to us and teach us today by your Spirit. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. So again, the Pharisees interrogate the blind man again. John 9:24-34. Let's begin with verse 24. So they called the man who was blind a second time and said, give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. He therefore answered, I don't know if he's a sinner. One thing I do know, that I was blind and now I see. So how can we describe the blind man from his response to the Pharisees and to their questions? The Pharisees called the man who had been healed again and interrogated him for the second time. They said, give glory to God. This is a phrase used in legal settings to mean speak the truth before God. The Pharisees were trying to make him admit that he was wrong in thinking and saying that Jesus was a prophet. They wanted him to admit that Jesus was a sinner. The blind man who had been healed was not driven by fear. He stood up to the Pharisees and teachers of the law. Even if he could not argue with them or prove them wrong theologically, one thing they could not deny his statement. This one thing I know, that I was blind and now I see. He was born blind and lived his entire life without being able to see until he met Jesus. When you meet Jesus, many people may criticize you, mock you, or try to prove that you're wrong. But we can say with this man, I once was blind and now I see. We can share how we met Jesus, how he has changed our lives. We may not be able to convince people or argue against them, but your life and testimony has an impact on people. Your story is powerful, so I encourage you to share your story with people whenever you have an opportunity. We do not have to argue with people or prove them wrong, but they will be touched by your story, by your testimony, no matter what arguments they may raise. Verse 26, they said to him, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I already told you, and you wouldn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? You don't also want to become his disciples, do you? This is kind of funny. This is the fourth time the question was asked, how did he open your eyes? It was asked in John 9:10, verse 15, verse 19, and verse 26. The man who had been healed seemed to grow stronger and bolder as the conversation went on. He said, I told you already. Why didn't you listen? But you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? He mockingly added, you don't also want to become his disciples, do you? This really made them mad. Verse 28. They insulted him and said, you are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we don't even know where he comes from. Many people become emotional and irrational when they debate or argue with others. I think this is what happened to the Pharisees. They were unable to force this man to agree with them. They claimed that they were disciples of Moses, but they had no idea where Jesus was from. Verse 30, the man answered, "How amazing. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he listens to him. Since the world began, it has never been heard of that anyone opened the eyes of someone born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You are altogether born in sins, and do you teach us?" Then they threw him out. They excommunicated him so that he could not come to the temple or to the synagogue. So how did his answers logically defeat the accusations and arguments of the Pharisees? This uneducated man that Jesus healed was not afraid of the Jewish leaders, and it seems like he became more confident and bolder as the conversation went on. He challenged the Jewish leaders sarcastically in verse 30 and said, "Now this is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes." He pointed out their lack of understanding and lack of common sense. He was saying, "How could you not even know where Jesus is from, even though he opened my eyes? I was blind from birth, and now I can see. God doesn't listen to sinners, but listens to people who do his will. If Jesus were not from God, he could not have healed me." They could not disprove or discredit his logic. They reacted by attacking him back, saying, "You cannot teach us. You are a sinner from birth." So how did the answers he gave to the Pharisees reveal his heart response to Jesus? Despite being attacked by the Pharisees, this man spoke words that revealed his growing understanding and acceptance of who Jesus is. He came to believe in Jesus, even though he had very little knowledge about him. He first responded to Jesus by washing in the pool of Siloam, and then he was healed. Later in the story, he concluded that Jesus was a prophet. And later, he came to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Some people in the story were controlled by fear. The Pharisees and religious leaders were motivated by pride in their knowledge, position, and traditions. Why did the man who had been healed respond to Jesus in faith while others did not? Let's read the words of Jesus again in Matthew 18, verses 3 and 4. "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Pharisees claimed, we know. However, they did not honor or acknowledge Jesus. They accused him of being a sinner. People who think they know everything are foolish. Wisdom is found with those who know that they do not know. They admit their lack of understanding and need for God. The blind man had always been a poor beggar. He did not have great knowledge or a respected social position. I think he could respond to Jesus in faith because he had a humble and receptive heart, like a child. He was not proud or boastful. We must acknowledge that unless God chooses to reveal himself, which he has done through his word and in Jesus Christ, we can know nothing. The Pharisees, who had great Bible knowledge, could not see and understand who Jesus is because of their hardness of heart and pride. Spiritual understanding is based on God revealing himself to the human soul by the Holy Spirit. God revealed himself to the blind man and brought him into a clear understanding of who Jesus is. He could receive that revelation of Christ because he was humble. He had a humble and receptive heart. Believing in Jesus and entering into the kingdom of God means that we have nothing to boast about because we are trusting him in complete dependence, like a child. Let's pray. Lord, sometimes I'm like the Pharisees. I think I know and understand. Give me the humility and simplicity of a child to rely on you completely. Amen.